The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey there, fellow foodies all across Southern Arizona. Thanks so much for tuning in as you do each and every Thursday at 5 o'clock right here on AM 1330 The Jolt. And a big hello out to our worldwide audience who are listening now live on www.onthemenulive.com. Now listen, friends, we've got a special show in store for you because we're going to be remembering a remarkable man who touched my life greatly and his family did the same. 2 years ago this week, right here at this very station, not 5 minutes before I went on the air, I got a call from a friend of mine with the sad news that my best friend had just passed away earlier that day. His name was Teo Fichtel, and he was 43 years old. He was a healthcare executive, hospital CEO right outside of Oklahoma City. Massive heart attack on the golf course, doing what he loved to do most. Ironically, he was with a bunch of doctors that day, and sadly, they were not able to revive him. And so 5 minutes before going on the air, I was hit with this news, and I somehow had to summon the energy required to come in and do this show. And of course, that hour seemed like it lasted for weeks. And in the 2 years that followed, I thought often about what could I have done to prevent this tragedy, if there's anything that I could have done, and I came up quite short for answers, but I did decide there was something I could do, and that is to dedicate this entire show to Teo Fichtel and his family, to his wonderful bride, whom he left behind, and his two beautiful little girls, about heart health. We're going to be talking about heart health in this community, heart healthy foods, with the one and only Junelle Lupiani from Miraval Resort and Spa, and I've invited a very good friend of mine to come in and spend the entire hour with us today for our celebrity co-host slot from the Board of Directors of the American Heart Association here in Tucson and the COO of Tucson Medical Center. Linda Wachtowicz is in the house. Linda, what's going on?
Hi, Matt.
This is an historic occasion because we get the chance to do what we do best, and that's educate the community. And we're using the backdrop of this tragedy, Linda, to really educate all of our listeners about the importance of taking care of our hearts and really maximizing cardiovascular health. And no one is doing that better in this community than the good folks over at the American Heart Association. What have you guys been up to?
Oh, wow. We're up to a lot. You know, Matt, I just have to commend you for turning, as you said, this tragedy into something positive. You know, most of us need some kind of a personal event or something to kind of get our engines started about changing things that we see out there that we know we have the ability to change. And that's how I feel about heart disease. So much of what we see out there could be prevented.
Right.
I see this every day at the hospital. Patients that come in didn't really need to have that heart attack. They didn't need to have that problem. And so I really became with the Heart Association primarily to help educate the public. But the great thing about the Heart Association here in Tucson is the money that we raise goes back to the community in the way of research.
Wonderful.
And make big differences.
Right here in Tucson.
Right here in Tucson. It's one of the coolest things about this organization. What we get here stays here.
That's
so the
wonderful.
People benefit from it.
Great. You know, we want to hear a little bit about what you guys are doing in the community. But thinking about my good friend Teo Fichtel, what are likely some of the signs and symptoms that you think Teo might have experienced on that June 25th day in 2009?
So he was on the golf course,
he was on the golf course.
On the golf course. Yeah, we hear that sometimes. Well, you know, there are the typical symptoms that everybody pretty much knows about. You know, you feel tightness in your chest, heaviness in your chest, some burning, shortness of breath, that kind of thing. You know, some of the symptoms that are not quite as obvious that people do experience, that they don't, in fact, the last thing they associate it with is a heart attack.
Right.
The most common one would probably be indigestion. Mm. People always blame it on something they ate. And, you know, it makes sense. That's where a lot of the pain is. People sweat. They feel either very tired or very dizzy. But the one that a lot of people don't know about, and particularly women, they suffer back discomfort, which, you know, who would think that's associated with the heart disease? But that could certainly be.
I think Hollywood has sort of unfairly dramatized the onset of a heart attack is, with the grasping of the chest and the searing pain. I mean, hearing from you and, you know, indigestion, these kinds of things, not really that kind of symptomology that you would expect when you're thinking about being under a heart distress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what's so scary about it. And it's scary because people hear about this, and I think this is our job at the Heart Association. They hear about it from us and they don't want to believe it. I mean, who wants to believe, if they've just had a big meal and they don't feel well, that it's a heart attack? They're absolutely going to believe that it's indigestion, because that's going to get better in a couple of hours.
Right.
Nobody believes in their own mortality, or they could really be sick.
So one of the things I need to do when I'm called up to heaven on my last day is give Teo just a big kick in the pants for discounting the signs and the symptoms that he probably wrote off. As indigestion until it was too late.
Could very well be.
Well, your work in this community is widely celebrated, and you know, you're not just about telling the community about, you know, signs and symptoms and things. You're really giving people the opportunity to really engage by coming to events, by interacting with programs across the community. What are some of the things specifically that the American Heart Association here in Tucson is doing to maximize heart health?
Well, you know, we've really taken off in the past couple of years, I think. We've increased awareness, and we've developed some new events, too. But we're particularly excited about our kind of hallmark events, and those would be the Heart Ball that always happens around Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And it's, you know, there are fundraisers and there are fundraisers, but this one is, you know, it's top shelf. We just have a ball. It is a great event. We have the Heart Walk. And then what's coming up here very soon is the Go Red for Women Luncheon, and that is on October 28th, and that's over at Ventana Resort, Lowe's Ventana. And this is a really good event, too. This is very much, it's primarily focused on women and women's heart health. And it's a particular interest of mine. Actually, I'm excited because I'm going to actually be chairing it next year in 2012. And I will tell you that women, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women.
My goodness.
And who would think that, right?
No,
everybody thinks it's breast cancer, but it is so not breast cancer. Mm. And it manifests itself in different ways in women. But we lose 500,000 women every year just from heart disease.
Mm. And just to think the magnitude of the disease and how many of those lives, the senseless loss of life could have been prevented with early intervention, with education, information, inspiration, really, by all of the Linda Wachtowiczes all across the world who are really out there dispelling myths about this disease and about what you can do actively to really maximize heart health. We're going to be talking to Janelle Lupiani, the head nutritionist, registered dietitian out at one of my favorite places in all of the world, Miraval Resort and Spa, about heart healthy foods, about kind of simple changes that you can make to your diets to really give your heart a chance to do what it was designed to do and not interfere and not disrupt, because everything we put into our mouths is going to directly influence the course of our health. So I can't wait to engage Janelle Lupiani in the second half of the show. And in fact, we're going to have a gift certificate for a lucky listener to win a chance to go into a restaurant and have a nice heart healthy meal for the lucky winner of our trivia question coming up at the end of the show. But right now we're going to turn this discussion to wine, because a lot of people think that there are some, you know, sort of cardiovascular benefits to wines. And there is the oracle of wisdom of wine in this community from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. The lovely Yvonne Fouché is on the line. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Matt? Yes, there are benefits to drinking wine.
Now, why am I not surprised that you were one taking that particular position? So we're having a great talk. We're celebrating the life of a remarkable man, my best friend Teo Fichtel, who tragically lost his life 2 years ago to a massive heart attack. We're talking about signs, and we're talking about symptoms, and then we're going to talk about some great, delicious, meals that you could do at home, that you could look for out in local restaurants. But we're going to be talking about wine for the next few minutes, and you're doing our community a public service by dispelling myths in the whole world of wine about what wine can be. And in that pursuit, Yvonne Fouché, you have custom picked a wine of the week that all of our listeners are waiting to hear about.
That's right, I have. And this week, what I've selected is, obviously, it's a red, because even though we're in the heat of summer here, we're trying to stay in keeping with your show. So we have a red wine here, and it's called the Hybrid by Peltier Station. It's a red blend. And this is an absolutely wonderful wine. Our theme this week is summer patio wine. So what we're looking for is we're looking for wines that cool you down, don't heat you up.
Nice.
You know, if you drink wines that are high in tannins, they tend to make you feel heavy and flushed. And so, you know, people who like red wines, you don't have to move to white wines in the summertime. You can drink red wines. And if you drink the lighter, real flavorful ones, they still work for you. So this one is out of actually the Napa Valley of California. It's produced by Peltier Station. They have other wines, which actually I wasn't quite, I didn't like them quite as much, and they're straight varietals, and they sell for much more. And then they bring me this, what they call a hybrid, and what they did is they developed a second label, and they started blending all these grapes, and they also were playing with sustainability. So all of these wines are grown in sustainable methods. And this Petit Syrah, it's 75% Petit Syrah, it's 15% Syrah, and then it's got 10% Viognier in it.
Oh,
so they throw in some white, which really adds some wonderful complexity to it.
And that's what sort of brings out the summer opportunity because, you know, a splash of the Viognier grape in there is really going to make things dance. And this is one of the things that I love so much about you, Yvonne, is you dispel some of these rumors and people think, okay, red with meat and white with fish. And again, like you said, white out on the patio, red during the winter cold months. This is absolute malarkey because you can find and enjoy a beautiful, crisp red wine that you wouldn't otherwise think that you could enjoy when it's 192 degrees outside, but it sounds like you found just the right wine that I want to enjoy out on my patio.
You're going to love this one, Matt.
This is perfect.
I can't wait for you to try it.
And what's the price of this wine, Yvonne?
This wine is
$9.99. Now, I'm seeing some smirks on the faces of those here in the studio because they probably are hearing about your story perhaps for the first time. In fact, Yvonne stocks more than 350 bottles of premium wine from all across the world, and it is her public service that she provides to this community by making sure that there's not one bottle in the entire store that's over $15 a bottle. This is the place. This is what makes Catavino so special.
And you know what? We really can find great wines at these price points. You know, since the theme today is patio wines and summer wines, I've actually taken two of my lowest priced wines, $5.99 and $6.99, and we've created sangrias. I have a white sangria and a red sangria.
I like that.
And so it's to show you different things you can do with wine. You don't have to just sit down. And boy, were these good. We were testing them before everybody started showing up today because I told Janice, I says, we better test drive these a little bit. I had to make her stop. Stop drinking.
They all like doing their homework, don't they? So you've got this great summer patio theme Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock over there at Catavinos, which is over on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell on the west side of the street. You have a chance to taste a flight of six premium wines alongside some wonderful cheese and crackers and company for only $10 if you buy at least a bottle of wine. Yvonne's going to cut that price down to $8. And if you do what I do, in fact, if you do what Linda Watchdewitz does, you'll probably buy them by the case. Now, see, Linda, I didn't clear that with Linda first, but anyway.
It's true.
It's true, she says. You know, there won't be a price at all for that tasting. Give us an idea of what are some of the other wines you got showcased this weekend.
Oh, well, we've got a wonderful Sauvignon Blanc, which you can't ever go wrong with in the summertime. We have a Beaujolais, which is another red wine that you serve chilled. It's absolutely delicious, and it's dry, and it's flavorful. Then we have a Barbera, and then, of course, the hybrid, and then the two sangrias that we've shown you. We're kind of sharing a little bit of recipes with everybody on what to do.
Well, you know, summer is here, and there is not a bottle of wine that someone's not going to enjoy over there at Catavinos. Do yourself a favor, fans. Go over and see Yvonne. Get to know her a little bit better. And all of her wines, they're all near and dear friends of my own on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Tell everyone and tell her that you heard her here on the Menu Live. Yvonne, I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Thank you. I look forward to that myself.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. And we're going to come back and talk to a great friend of mine, Daryl Groom, out in Northern California, to talk about an inspirational story about Colby Red. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host, the COO of Tucson Medical Center and the member of the board of directors of the American Heart Association of Tucson, the lovely Linda Wachtowitz. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
We're having a good time moving and grooving.
We are. I loved Yvonne's stories about the wines.
Wonderful stories about the wine. Now, listen, not to be outdone, there's a gentleman on the line who has joined us for a few minutes today who I think has one of the most remarkable stories about wine. And in fact, if you ever watch television, you know, the Today Show, you know, all of the national media outlets, you have bound to run into this guy, because what he and his son have done to inspire the sort of the future of cardiovascular health has just, you know, blown me away. And he's done it by, you know, the quickest way to my own heart, which is red wine. He's a well-known winemaker out in California. His name is Daryl Groom. Hey, Daryl, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, Matt. Thank you very much. Happy to be with you.
My goodness. Well, you know, let me just say, Daryl, it's an honor to have you here with us. I mean, I saw your story on the Today Show, and I remember remarking to my wife, when I do my heart health show, it's going to be incomplete without the story of Daryl and Colby Groom, and I want to give you all the time that you require. We're going to talk about Colby Red. We're actually enjoying a bottle of it right now here in the studio, Daryl. But before we talk about this wonderful wine that you've crafted, I want to have you give our listeners a little sense about who this young man Colby Groom is.
Well, you know, the wine Colby Red Wine is named after my son Colby Groom, and Colby's just turned 13. And his story is Colby, at the age of 8 and 9, had back-to-back open heart surgery. So pretty tough time for him as a youngster of that age, not just having one open heart surgery, but his first one wasn't a success, and he had to go back in and have a second one as soon as he was on the mend enough to be able to handle it, and now has an artificial heart valve. And Colby's my fourth child and only son. He has three older sisters. And Colby, ever since, you know, he's known he's had congenital heart disease, and even more so after his open heart surgeries, he's wanted to give back to the people that have helped him stay alive. So soon after his open heart surgeries, you know, Colby, for his school, he organized to do the American Heart Association Heart Walk. So he got a group of school friends together and raised a little bit of money there. He did a survivor story, you know, at the age of 9 on the St. Jude's Medical Foundation website. Mm. He has a story, survivor story on there. He's, you know, even soon after his surgeries, he spoke at a Go Red luncheon to tell his story and help raise money. So he's always, you know, and even the funny one was in our backyard. He actually set up a tent, and he had a little blue tent, and he let people for $5, they could come and listen to his heart, because he's got an artificial heart valve. But once he had them in there and he knew he had them, then he would say, you know, for a bigger donation, I'll let you see my scars. And the young man, he raised $1,000 in our backyard one afternoon doing that. So he's always had this desire to want to give back. And Colby's always been a big thinker. You know, one day I came home after I'd been out at a party one night, and on the table in front of me is he called it a persuasive essay. He wanted to go to the Bermuda Triangle, and he spent all night researching the Bermuda Triangle and presented me a persuasive essay to go there. And then another time, for example, his favorite band is Nickelback, and he wrote to them to see if they'd do a free concert for the American Heart Association. So he's always thought big. And one day he came to me and he said, "Dad, you know, I'm really interested in wine. I want to learn about winemaking. Do you think we can make a wine together?" And he did this when he was about just turned 12. And I sort of shrugged him off a little bit because a lot of hard work making wine.
Sure.
But he kept on coming back to me and, you know, he said, "Dad, you know, about that wine, are we going to make that wine together?" And then I sort of said to him, "You know, Colby, it's a lot of work. I don't know whether you can do it. We've got to spend a whole day crushing the grapes. We've got to find the grapes. Then every day for like 2 weeks, you've got to come and plunge them down three times a day. We've got to take temperature and sugar levels. We've got to get barrels. It's a lot of work." And he said, "But I'd really like to do it." Mm. And then I said, "What do you want to do it?" He said, "Well, you know, would the wine be any good?" And I said, "Of course it'll be good, Colby. I've been a winemaker for 30 years. And then next out of his mouth was, "Do you think we could sell it? And do you think we could donate the profits to Harvest Birch?"
My goodness.
And with all of that, Colby Red Wine was born. We named the wine after him. And it's a $10 bottle of wine. And I've been a winemaker for 30 years. And this has been my most rewarding experience I've ever had. And very humbling with the success of it and what we've been able to do in just 3 or 4 months since we launched the wine.
Boy, you know, that spirit of philanthropy, Daryl, you know, I understand the leadership that it takes for parents to sort of educate their kids at a very young age about the importance of philanthropy and giving back. And there's an extent that education, you know, sort of comes into that. But, you know, it sounds like, forgive the pun, but he has a heart for philanthropy. You can't teach all of this stuff. This is an instinct that has really governed his very reality, it sounds like.
Yeah, and exactly, and it's just something that's within him, and something that he wants to do for other people, and he's happy to give, and you know. But I think he's been blown away by the success of Colby Red Wine, and now what he's been able to give back from, you know, from the proceeds from that.
Well, certainly his success story speaks to the potential and the opportunity for selling a whole lot of wine. But at the end of the day, Daryl, you know, celebrity winemaker in your own right, you know, it takes a good wine to actually execute. What is it about this wine, and how did you even approach this tall order of making this marquee standout wine? What were you thinking about in terms of the kind of wine and the sort of the flavor profiles?
Well, I knew exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to make a wine that was for everybody. So I knew the price point that I was sitting for, you know, hitting was somewhere $10 to $12 bottle of wine, because I want everybody to be able to afford the wine and contribute to not just having a great bottle of wine, but contribute to the money that we're raising for heart disease. And then I wanted a flavor profile that everybody enjoys, and this wine is a blend of 5 different grape varieties. It's Cabernet Zinfandel, Shiraz, Merlot, Petite Sirah. It's really juicy. It has this really bright fruit. It's nice, deep in color. But the secret of the wine, the thing that everybody loves about it, other than the giving part of it, is the wine is really soft. A lot of people look at it and say, "Oh, we don't normally like red wines because sometimes they suck your mouth together." But they put Colby Red Wine in their mouth, and it's just, I work really hard on the palate, and it has this really soft, silky, just really delicious consumable palate.
I mean, we're enjoying a bottle right here. And let me ask you, Daryl, in terms of time, we have about another minute in this segment. We'd love to have you hang out for about 2 more minutes after the bottom of the hour when we come back from the news. If you could spend a couple more minutes with us, I'd be grateful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Well, Linda Wachtowicz is here. She is on the board of the local heart association. She's captivated by your story, and I see a big smile on her face with the wine. Linda, what do you think of this stuff?
You know, I love this wine. And you know what I really love? I love the bottle. The bottle is cool. The bottle has a heart on it. And it's a beautiful bottle. I think it's a great idea. I am so touched by this story, and I'm getting all kinds of ideas for all the events we're going to have at the Heart Association this year.
This is great. We're going to be right back with Daryl Groom from California after a quick CNN news break. We're going to thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with Daryl, and then we're talking heart-healthy food with the nutritionist from Miraval. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Negotiations on extending the U.S. debt limit past the August 2nd deadline are on the verge of collapse. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor walked out of the talks today saying he won't support any tax hikes.
We're talking about trying to chip away at the deficit by trillions and trillions of dollars. Democrats say, yeah, we should talk about closing some loopholes. And Republicans say, no, that is a non-starter.
CNN's Dana Bash reporting from Capitol Hill. A Delaware judge finds a longtime pediatrician accused of molesting dozens of his patients guilty on 24 counts, including rape. Some of the victims were as young as 2 years old. Childhood obesity prevention efforts should start early, like after birth. That's a recommendation from the Institute of Medicine because of the serious stats. Almost 10% of infants and toddlers under the age of 2 carry extra weight. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the 2-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back, excuse me, to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the board member of the American Heart Association in Tucson and the COO of Tucson Medical Center, Linda Wachtowicz. You're having some good time with this wine?
I am having a good time.
This is good. I mean, I'm all choked up.
Two of my favorite things here. Yeah,
quite literally.
I get to talk about the Heart Association. I get to drink wine.
This is good. You know,
this
we're
is very good.
We're, you know, we're a full service program, Linda.
It's
I mean,
working.
We're here to serve. We're talking to my new best friend, Daryl Groom, celebrity winemaker out in California, telling the remarkable and inspirational story of Colby Red, which is this wonderful 2009 is the vintage we're enjoying red blend out of California, and all of the money that is raised through the sales of this wine all across the country are going to support forward-thinking heart research, mostly with the heart associations and chapters all across the country. Daryl, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matt. That wine is good for your heart when you drink it, too. Remember that.
You know, right from the Oracle of Wisdom himself, Daryl Groom, my goodness. So we were talking during the commercial break. I mean, one of the things that all of our listeners are clamoring over one another to try to figure out how they can get their hands on some of this wine. I know it's available nationally. You can learn about this wine on the website, which I believe is www.colbyred.com. But Daryl, you're probably answering this question more than you thought you ever would. How can I get my hands on a bottle of this stuff?
Well, Colby Red would never be what it was is today if it wasn't for Walgreens, and Walgreens supported us nationally. So any licensed Walgreens, which I believe there's a couple of hundred in Arizona, you can go and,
within stone's throw. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. You can go and buy the wine there. Generally $9.99, at maybe $12.99, but it's $9.99. And also if there's any, you know, retailers out there and restaurateurs that are listening to your program that want to get the wine, and they can certainly get it.
Yeah, all of the celebrity chefs across Southern Arizona. This show is a part of their weekly diet, so they're all now scurrying to figure out how to stock their own wine lists with Colby Red. So, so you've raised quite a bit of money just in the last several months. Tell us about that.
Well, we've been blown away from this little idea that Colby and I were going to make two barrels of wine. It's grown enormously, and we've raised, so far in 4 months, we've raised $115,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And Colby, my wife, and I have been traveling around the countryside to Heart Balls, giving money away. So we've given away about $80,000. At the moment, we've still got another $25,000 or $30,000 to give away. And as we sell more Colby Red, we'll be generating more funds. And one of the things that, you know, your listeners should do is what we're doing across the countryside. The communities that support us in buying the wine, we've made a pledge to give that money back to those communities where we can. So what we're looking to is, you know, if we get great sales of Colby Red in Arizona, for example, we want to give that back to heart-related charities in Arizona.
I mean, we've got a board member of the local chapter here, the American Heart Association, who's nodding aggressively at the prospects of having our listeners turn out in big numbers to buy your wine with the hopes that some of the money raised from the sale of this wine can actually come back here and support local heart research.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking to want to do. And, you know, out of Colby's words, you know, why he wants to do this, he wants to help kids in the future so they don't have to go through what he went through.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this effort. We really appreciate it. I have to encourage all of my friends and colleagues at the Heart Association, all the supporters of it, to get out to Walgreens and buy some of this wine. Because you know what? It's really good, too.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It tastes good and it feels good. That's what I like about it.
Absolutely. It tastes good and it feels good.
Wow, what a great way to wrap up. Daryl Groom out in California, thank you for everything that you and your family has done. Give Colby a huge hug from all of us Tucsonans and just celebrate the contribution that he has made to cardiovascular health.
Yeah, no, Matt, thank you very much. And those people that want to meet Colby, if you do go to the website, there's a video that he tells his story, and you'll learn more about Colby and seeing what a courageous and a great young man that he is.
That's great.
Proud to have him as a son.
Daryl Groom wants everyone to go www.colbyred.com. Daryl, thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Hey, no worries. Thanks, Matt. Enjoyed it.
Wow. So I love just talking to people that have just great spirits and great attitudes. And Daryl Groom is just a package of enthusiasm. And you just can't help but want to, you know, run to the closest Walgreens to support what he's doing.
Absolutely. Don't you just want to hang out with a survivor because they're inspirational and you want to just get out there and it makes you want to do things. It makes you want to do good things.
You know, my friend Teo Fichtel, I believe, is looking down on us with a big grin on his face because as you said, we are transforming tragedy into triumph. And with people like Colby and his father, Daryl, out in California, makes our job a whole lot easier. Anyway, you know, this is a food show, and I would be remiss, Linda Watchdewitz, if I were not to find a way to integrate, you know, the good chow into the time that we have remaining, and we decided to go to the woman in town who probably knows more about, you know, nutritional influences on health, especially in cardiovascular disease. She specializes in weight management and the integration of nutrition and disease prevention, and she's the nutritionist and registered dietitian out at Miraval Resort and Spa, and her name is Junelle Lupiani. Junelle, what's going on?
Hello there, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I couldn't imagine doing this show without you. You know, we've been celebrating everything that you guys have done out there. I mean, we've had Chef Chad on our show a couple of times, you know, hearing him wax poetically about all the culinary opportunities to whip up some great food that's delicious and good for you, which sometimes is a challenge. But give us an idea of what's going on at Miraval on the nutritional landscape.
Well, lots of great things happening up there, and I have to say that I don't know that it's as much of a challenge as we often think in terms of integrating nutritionally rich food into our diet for good health.
Right,
I'm glad to be here to talk a little bit on that today and also focus on keeping it simple. So I just brought with me some tips for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'd like to first talk about an anti-inflammatory diet.
Yes.
And keeping in mind that heart disease is an inflammatory disease, and the best advice I can give is following more of an approach to decreasing inflammation with your diet. And the best advice I can give that's easiest there is plants more plants.
Plants. And we're blessed by living in a part of the country where we are, you know, have a robust array of native plants at our disposal. I mean, you know, one of the things that I know that Chef has done over there at Miraval is really incorporate locally sourced ingredients into what he does out there. But really, plants, you really can't get to the core any better than talking about plant-based foods.
You got it. And to get the best bang for your buck there is just increasing your swath of color. The most phytonutrients you can get is to increase the color in your diet. So going for as many different colored fruits and vegetables as possible every day is the best approach for you.
So when you take a look at someone's plate of food and they've got you know, they've got you know, fried chicken with a white gravy, and then they've got white mashed potatoes, and they've got you know, some sort of golden white French fries. That's probably not what we're talking about here.
No.
So you're saying let the color spectrum inspire you. The more colorful the plate, the better it is going to be for you.
You got it.
Wow.
We call that plate beige that you were referring to. Beige.
You know, let me just say, in the spirit of transparency, I'm guilty as charged sometimes. I mean, I make my way around Southern Arizona and, you know, am forced from time to time to have a chicken fried steak.
There
but, you know,
go.
We're not talking about that, you know, this this hour. We're talking about actually doing things that are good for you. So nutritionally rich, you know, full-colored menu options is something that we really want to look for.
You got it. And then a few other benefits that we can get from plants, monounsaturated fats, just a fancy way of saying fats that come from plants. So I'm always encouraging people to get a serving of nuts every day. Going for almond, walnuts, and cashews are your best bet, but I really believe that, you know, nuts of any kind are going to help you get a good dose of monounsaturated fats.
Now, let me press you on that, and I'm glad you brought it up, because we're nut fans at our house, and we try to encourage our young children, you know, age 16 and 12, to really sort of flock more to the nuts than to the chips and, you know, those kinds of things. Let's talk about serving size for nuts, because, again, I'm guilty of popping over the, you know, off the planter's tin and quite literally standing at the pantry door and for a good 15 minutes. And you know, my wife, who just received her certification as a personal trainer, says, you know, nuts are good for you, but you got to have, you know, less than, you know, a whole can.
Sure.
So what's kind of a realistic serving size when you're talking about the cashews and the almonds and such?
Yeah. Small handful. That's right. About the size of an ounce. You know, you don't want to overcomplicate things and count those out, but just knowing that a small handful is about an ounce and that's about a serving. So when it comes to those monounsaturated fats, I recommend about 5 to 7 a day. So in fact, you can, you know, get a few healthy doses of nuts and seeds every day. Also, plant oils are a good example of monounsaturated fat as well. So your olive oil, be, you know, heavy-handed with your olive oil in the kitchen.
I can be heavy-handed with my olive oil.
Certainly.
I hope my wife is listening. You know, she's even my producer Chris has just got thumbs up here. You know,
sure.
She's the registered dietitian. Doctor's orders here, really. I mean, she says I can be heavy-handed.
You know, man, I'm still focused on the fact that you were forced to have a chicken fried steak. I can't get past that.
You know, it was all a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I clearly didn't know what was happening there. It was sort of forced, you know, it was put before my eyes.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
I had to, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
uh-huh,
blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, don't hold back on the olive oil, again, because it's a source of those healthy fats.
You got it.
That's great.
You
what about some of the safflower oils and, you know, canola vegetable?
Yeah.
Are we sort of veering away from sort of optimum health when we go towards the canolas, or we really want to stay, you know, towards sort of the classic, you know, virgin olive oils?
Well, I think above all else, olive oil is the one that we should consume most of. But, you know, we all know out there that you can only get olive oil so hot before it changes its structure. So
right.
If you do a lot of hotter temperature cooking or baking, canola oil is probably the best option beyond olive oil. And going for a nice organic canola oil is the best choice. And beyond that, I think other plant oils are a little too refined.
Mm.
And to use them occasionally in the kitchen is fine. You know, peanut oil, I understand, and, you know, toasted sesame oil, they taste great, and you can get them real nice and hot. However, sticking with mostly olive oil and then canola oil is probably the best option for those monounsaturated fats.
Right, this is take-home value here on The Menu Live. We're talking to Janelle Lupiani, registered dietitian and chief nutritionist up at Miraval Resort and Spa, which is one of the world-class spas, in fact, and we are blessed to have you and your team here in Southern Arizona so we can benefit from your tutelage and your knowledge. knowledge and all that you bring to bear. So we're thinking about the kinds of things that we can do at home in terms of meal preparation. Again, we talk about the nuts and the seeds. We talk about the healthy olive oils. We talk about the richness and the vibrancy of the colors on the plate. Sometimes we don't have as much control when, or we think we don't have as much control when we decide to go out to eat. So thinking about the standard American diet, you know, which is the, you know, 3-pound porterhouse, you know, with the potato skins. And then there's this little thing called like asparagus spear off on the side of the plate, which has been neglected for far too long. What are the kinds of things that we should be thinking about when we go out to eat and to eat? And do we have control as a customer in a restaurant to design the kind of a meal that we think is going to maximize our heart health?
Oh, I believe so. And I think the first decision you make is where you're going to go. And, you know, using websites like localharvest.org and finding out where restaurants in town are serving local food. And if you go for animal from the land, making sure that that's been grass-fed to increase the omega-3 fatty acids in there. And also getting a few healthy doses of omega-3 rich fish every week. So going out to dinner, oftentimes people don't like to cook fish too much at home. So going out to eat is a great place to get those oily omega-3 fatty acid-rich fish. And don't be afraid to try the vegetarian option on the menu, which doesn't always have to be pasta.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because there are far too many people in this community and nay across the world that, that look at the vegetarian options and almost by instinct say, well, that's out because I'm not a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the vegetarian there is not just for folks who have, you know, rid their diets of meats. But really, I mean, I'm a meat eater. I'm a carnivore. Mm-hmm. But I love just beautiful, rich vegetable dishes and rice and, you know, and nuts. And I don't have to be technically a vegetarian to actually enjoy a vegetarian meal.
Certainly not. Yeah, I think encouraging people to get more of their protein from plant sources is a way to go. Beans and legumes are a great way to do it. Lentils as well. Yeah, and a lot of, you know, a lot of menus these days, I think many more options beyond the pasta dish are showing
right.
up.
Would you say that saturated fat really is the biggest threat to our heart health today?
That's a great question. And I think with new evidence that's out there, a big meta-analysis that was recently done on 350,000 people showed that saturated fat may not be the biggest risk factor. And I think what it comes down to is manipulation of food more than anything. Mm. And this is, you know, just me being theoretical here. I think we need to look at the more refined processed foods that we eat. And you mentioned chips earlier, and I think that we link a lot of times processed refined carbohydrates with type 2 diabetes risk, which is, you know, certain. However, we don't oftentimes look at the risk for heart disease there, and I think we need to do that as well. Those refined...
Does that mean that we can't eat chips? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm not liking this right now.
Them are fighting words, you know.
Well, Linda, of course you can eat chips.
Thank you.
They have to be plantain, but other than that, a chip is a chip, right? You know, give me a rice cake, call it a chip, and everyone's happy.
All right.
Can you really have a rice cake and smile after you're eating it?
Not me. I don't know about you, Matt, but not me.
You see, I love the honesty. You know, it's not just all stuff that they're selling over there, Mary, but this is honesty in practice right here. So let's talk a little bit in the couple minutes we have remaining before we do our trivia question. Let's talk about the science of heart disease in terms of when you're having the processed foods and you're having the saturated fat. From a scientific place, what is happening to the heart and why is it such a threat?
Well, over time, you know, these type of foods inside of our body on a very small scale cause inflammation inside of our body, a chronic systemic low-grade inflammation that leads us to development of heart disease over time. Also, on thinking in terms of hypertension and sodium intake there, as well as not getting adequate amounts of other minerals that keep us healthy for our hearts. So many levels in terms of these foods not being beneficial for us. But I think what I've done is gone in the direction of saying, you know, the foods you want to stay away from. And I always encourage people to not just focus on the foods that you should have less often, but but really the amount of foods that are out there that you can have more often that are helpful for your heart.
Wonderful.
So I really do try to focus a little less on the foods that might not be so great and more on the ones that are wonderful for you.
Great. So let's give our listeners some homework now.
Okay.
You know, in the spirit of celebrating a very good man, Teo Fichtola, mm-hmm. and his family, what is the one menu item that you can prepare at home tonight? When you sit with your family, you can say, I am doing my heart good by making this meal. What is on the plate for our listeners tonight?
Well, this is a challenge. Well, I think the first thing that you would want to think of is your intact grain. And I hesitate by using the term whole grain these days because it's been pretty exploited. But intact grain is something that looks a lot like it did when it was plucked from the earth. So I think quinoa would be a good example there.
Nice.
So pretty hard to mess that one up as well. Right. So a nice quinoa, and that comes in black quinoa, red quinoa, lots of different varieties out there. With, let's try a grilled salmon,
nice.
So about 4 ounces, which is about the size of the palm of the hand. A nice wild caught salmon from the Alaskan waters there. And let's not just stick with one vegetable. We'll certainly throw a green one in there. So some steamed broccoli, real easy, but maybe dice up a red pepper and saute that in a little olive oil as well to brighten up the plate.
Gorgeous. Red and green and deep ruby orange in the quinoa. It's beautiful. My mouth is watering. You've done it again, Janelle Lupiani. Anyway, we want to give our listeners a chance to call in and get a gift certificate to a great restaurant here in town. And in fact, of all the restaurants that are here, I think the best one, one of the best that serves great, fresh, good-for-you food in a wonderful sort of environment is La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. Everything is grilled fresh right in front of your eyes. There's no skin. There's no fat. It's just beautiful. All the fresh salsa bar in place of the salad dressings. Wonderful. If you know the answer to the question, to this question. Now, Daryl Groom, our winemaker friend, called in from California to talk about this great Colby Red wine that is on sale all across the country. And there's one store that probably sells more Colby Red than any other store in the country, and there's a lot of them here in Tucson. Where can you go here in Tucson to find Colby Red Wine? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, that's 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift certificate for lunch or dinner for two at La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill. Good luck. We'll be right back. Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. hubdowntown.com. Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host from the American Heart Association in Tucson, right here in Tucson. Linda Wachtowicz is back with us, having a grand old time, are we not?
Oh, we're having a good time, man. I'm liking this.
Celebrating the remarkable life of a good man, Tao Fichtel. And we're talking about health and cardiovascular health and heart health with the registered dietitian from Miraval, Janelle Lupiani, who has given us all some homework to do. I can see, like, AJ's and Bash's and everyone is going to be, you know, completely rushed with requests for quinoa tonight. I just love it. This is what we're doing. Anyway, we want to give our listeners a chance to win a lunch or dinner for two at La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill so they can eat healthy and think about this great man, Tao Fichtel, and all the contributions that he provided to this community. And we're going to go right to it, to line one. Sue is on the line. Hey, Sue.
Hello.
What say you? So there's this bottle of Colby Red that I know you want to get your hands on, and you have idea where to go. Where are you going to think? Where do you think you're going to go tonight?
You know what? I'm heading right now to Walgreens.
Oh! Caller number one, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty good. Well, Sue, congratulations. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. Now, let me ask you this. Have you had Colby Red before?
No, I haven't, but like I said, I really am going to stop and pick up a bottle on the way home.
Okay, now, you know, a bottle is good, Sue, but you might want to pick up a couple more while you're there. I mean, you know, we want to be environmentally responsible and not fill the air with the toxic gas, and I'm sure Janelle can talk about the environmental threats. You know, buy a case while you're there, because the more wine we sell here at Walgreens in Tucson, the more likely the American Heart Association here in Tucson is going to be able to get some funds to support. Sue, anyway, thanks for listening, and don't go away. Chris here at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to send that gift card to you in the mail. Great. So she picked it up. Walgreens. How many Walgreens do you think are in Tucson?
I think that he said 200 in Arizona. I think there's 200 on Speedway.
I agree, Linda.
Yeah, we can find one.
You know, I heard once that the CEO of Walgreens is actually a Tucsonan. I heard that about a year ago.
I heard that, too.
So we've got to figure out some way to make that play in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Heart Association really relies on gifts and grants and the community to respond in powerful ways. And I've done a lot of work with the Heart Association before. Friends, you have the chance to really make a huge difference in the lives of your neighbor, of your friend, of your coworker who is at risk of or is suffering from heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and do that in a way that will make you smile at lunch and dinner, sometimes breakfast, at my house, sometimes, over a glass of Colby Red. But anyway, we're talking to Janelle Lupiani from Miraval. How can people learn a little bit more about Miraval? I mean, again, you're a world-class spa, world-class health destination. Tell our listeners how to learn more about you and exactly where you're located.
Sure. We're located up north, in Catalina, right outside of Tucson, and our website's got plenty of information, MiravalResorts.com, and I'd like to also mention our integrative wellness program there with Dr. Jim Nicolai, who is medical doctor and did his fellowship with the Integrative Medical School of Andrew Weil,
yes,
here in town. Great man. And also our exercise physiologist, Andrew Wolf, who's a dear friend and colleague of mine who can talk extensively about the lifestyle factor, which we didn't mention, exercise.
Right.
Yeah. Miraval's a great place. I'm very happy to be there. And I invite, you know, people in town to take the opportunity to enjoy that treasure we have here.
It really is a treasure. And you can take my word for it, folks. You can rededicate your life, no matter what age. Come up to Miraval, experience the world-changing programs that you have up there, and come out a better person for you, your family, and your community. Thanks for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Matt.
And Linda, in our last minute and a half or so remaining, what do we need to know about the American Heart Association here in Tucson?
Well, you need to know that almost all of the money that it raises goes to research right here in Tucson. It stays here. So much of it at the University of Arizona, the research labs there, which we've really been proud to view and tour lately, and they're just doing amazing things. We want you to support our events. We want you to buy some wine. And we have a website as well, AmericanHeartAssociation.org, and you can just click on Tucson and you'll find out what we're doing. Come out and support our events. They're a lot of fun. You learn a lot. And this is what it's all about.
This is it. You know, all of that information is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/onthemenulive. Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of this historic show. Thank you for letting me celebrate the wonderful life of Tao Fichtel and help educate the community on heart disease. No one is doing it better than the two of you here. If anybody missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. And in the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great and healthy weekend.
This is yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
We walked through the lobby to the cocktail lounge without a word. We sat down without a word, and I ordered a couple of bourbons and water. Still no word. All around us, people poured drinks, laughed, and talked. I glanced at Mrs. Perling from time to time and wore the blankest expression I knew how. Finally, it worked. She began in a small voice.
We have a daughter, Mr. Dollar. Her name's Eugenia.
When radio was, Sundays at 6 p.m.
This is yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
We walked through the lobby to the cocktail lounge without a word. We sat down without a word, and I ordered a couple of bourbons and water. Still no word. All around us, people poured drinks, laughed, and talked. I glanced at Mrs. Perling from time to time and wore the blankest expression I knew how. Finally, it worked. She began in a small voice.
We have a daughter, Mr. Dollar. Her name's Eugenia.
When radio was, Sundays at 6 p.m.